Mark Wahlberg?
Evil Marvel one, you look like right now. You give me a look.
An evil Mark Wahlberg. We were going to fight right here in the studio. Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on MMA. No, here on NTN Radio.
TMO.
TMO? TMO, the Marvelous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it.
He got it. So my other Marvelous Ones are forgetful Marvelous Ones.
We are not. Maybe like if someone just mentioned something in passing really quick and then jumped to something.
We had a whole discussion over Jessica Jones.
We do not have many rules.
We have
Phil
one rule.
Makes them up whenever he feels
we have
like
one
it.
Rule. If you miss a movie, you're screwed. We're going
to
ruin it.
Just to himself, he makes up rules.
But we kind of had discussed about not watching shows all at once. And I believe it was actually Warren's idea. Because he says, I don't really binge watch. Me and my wife will watch like 3 or 4 episodes in a week.
I'll fight you all. I don't care who made it up, so... Yeah,
But
neither of you give a damn. Neither of you have a job or a life or anything like that.
All those Warren and I have finished the Luke Cage season 2.
And I'm only up to 8 because I thought that was the
plan. And one of us has not. I haven't even watched season 1, and I'm ready to roll.
All right, roll. What? Listen.
Like a cinnamon roll.
Warren seems bitter.
He's
about
old.
It.
Oh,
I just
are you bitter?
I am bitter. Aww. With
Warren is
it's
like
a good a show.
Why is Warren a marvelous one? He should be the anti-marvelous one.
He's the
bad guy in our group.
I don't want to be.
He's the meh one. He's the TMO. He's the meh one.
Or maybe in parentheses, he's the meh marvelous one.
What's going on, meh marvelous?
No, I'll wait till we talk about it, and then
we're talking about it now.
I'll
roll.
Bring it to, at the
are
end
you
of
sure?
Because
there's some
roll.
Spoilers.
Roll.
All right. But just so you know, this is not a pass for later if I don't watch something or something.
Oh,
like
yeah, it. I'm going to poop on it.
No,
like,
poop.
I'm going to poop on it like it's somebody I don't like's living room floor.
You do that even if they don't like them?
Especially if I don't like them.
Ew.
There's no better way to show somebody you don't like them than going into their house and...
You know, we talk like 12 years old here, but you're like a 7-6 year old. You poo in their carpet.
Like that's, Cleveland Steamer.
Wow, man.
Woo! Space Mountain, baby.
Anyway, what'd you think about it?
Wait a second. Where are we starting from? Because we talked a little bit about Luke Cage.
Well,
we were like 4 episodes in.
Well,
I was
only 2 episodes.
You were 2 episodes in, but we didn't really spoil anything for you.
No, because there wasn't anything in the...
Right? Rastaman shows up.
It took 4 episodes to even get going, in my opinion.
In my opinion,
it was a little slow.
By the time it was at 8, it was rolling. I mean, it was full steam, my opinion.
Yes, but...
Oh, here we go. The Matt alert.
You know, I gotta find a Matt alert. Yeah.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you had to say first.
Here's a Matt alert.
Would you look? Okay.
Hold on. It sounds like Matt, right?
It sounds like something else is going to happen.
Okay, there's your Matt alert.
Oh, taking Warren back to college.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing.
I am good with explosives. Remember that.
What's that?
I am good with explosives. Remember that.
Okay. Just make it quick and clean, man. Well, here's the thing. Just like other
So what do you think
shows,
of the villain? Villain.
Oh, he's awesome. Bushmaster.
Bushmaster. Other than the fact you can't understand him half the time and you got to back up.
I will agree. I will be Team Warren on that. I had to guess sometimes on what they're saying.
I had to back
the Jamaican
it up several times.
Luckily, I grew up a third Jamaican.
I see that in you.
Well, you know, like, I grew up listening to Bob Marley.
I listened to Bob Marley. I had the CD.
Jimmy
tape.
Cliff.
I heard
Bob
him.
Marley spoke a lot clearer English.
I can understand
English
everything
guy,
yeah.
And
Bob
then,
Marley said.
And then I got into dancehall reggae.
Oh, yeah. We
so
can tell.
I understand these guys fine.
So you like the snowman?
No, not Informer. So I dated a girl who was so dumb.
How dumb was she, Phil?
She thought that song was saying the farmer. And was like, what's that song about the farmer?
You just
and I was like,
idea.
Wow, I almost love you.
New cover, new Weird Al Yankovic.
The farmer. Come on. Plant my seeds. I should have planted a seed.
All right, so it started slow and didn't pick up till the...
Well, what are you asking me, Warren? Are you looking at overall
Warren's
opinion?
Warren's looking
no.
for you to be negative, because Warren's a negative Nelly.
He started off saying something about the villain, and he liked the Bushmaster. I liked the Bushmaster. I thought it was a great villain.
Okay, well, you touched on some of the accent was pretty thick. I had to guess what they're saying. And I was watching it on the Netflix on the big screen television, not the computer, so I didn't rewind to try to listen, because I was just too big
a
pain.
You know, there's a thing called subtitles for the deaf people.
Should have done that. I wish I had done that now.
But see, here's the thing. I miss the movie. I keep staring down at the words. And I know some of us in here can't read.
Either they're important or they're not. What's your argument here? Like, I didn't understand them. Like, you can't complain about it and then tell me they're not important.
It was too much. It was a choice of burdens.
By the end of the show, I could follow him very well. But I had,
yeah,
to, I had to put effort into it.
Overall,
I'll tell you this.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not as far into it as you guys.
You're only, what, five?
Eight episodes. I'm four behind. Four or five behind, right? Yeah. 13, 12,
and they're all good.
13.
Okay. I'm not really liking Theo Rossi, as we like to call him, Juice, or Marilyn Manson's bitch.
Who's the... What
Shades.
Oh. Well, then you...
And I didn't like him the first time around.
He's okay.
In season one.
He's aight.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I
have a problem.
Yeah, I think he's like trying to like overact this, like, I'm cool, I'm conniving, I'm the man, but
he kind of is in this
but he's really Marilyn Manson's bitch.
If you watch Sons
of Anarchy, he gets raped in prison. You're not a tough guy if you get raped in prison.
I don't want to know.
I mean, that's all I have to say.
I don't test that by any.
Right. I mean, you're the best.
Well, you know what? Those last four episodes, he does. No spoilers, but he does a prominent role. So we'll see if he can pull it out for you.
Okay. Well, go ahead. You can ruin it. I'm fine with that.
Well, one side note. I don't have my notes here, but like Bushmaster, I don't know if it's makeup and the way, whatever. He's not the most attractive man in the world.
No.
He reminds me of who...
What Jamaican is. You ever seen Shaggy or Shabba Ranks? Shabba Ranks might be one of the ugliest human beings ever.
Again, no argument. My point is, what I'm trying to get to is, he would have, and he's tall, he would have made a great cloak in Cloak and Dagger, my opinion. He has kind of that
an
rugged...
An older one.
Yeah, you're not a teen.
But that wasn't the demographics they're going for, but...
I know, because this one he's kind of looking clean and nice and 90210-y, the one that's out
now.
Out
of the comic books, I think you got a good point.
He has the rugged face. Just... those features.
I mean, look how ugly Shabba Ranks
looks
is.
A lot like Bushmaster. I mean,
Phil just put up a picture of Shabba Ranks.
Yeah, he's like Bushmaster and MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice had a baby.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble because he don't like the gay.
Shabba?
Yeah,
or was
that's
that
why,
Shaggy?
No, Shabba.
Shaggy's pretty good.
Shaggy
did
too, but I'm not sure about Shaggy, but Shabba, that's where back in the 90s, 2000s, whatever, he dropped because he made some comment about religion and gay, and then...
Well, I think in Rastafarian, gay is, like, way wrong in Rastafarianism.
Rastafari, man.
Yeah. Come on.
So, anyway, where are we going with the Luke Cage?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, here's the thing. It had a lot of mirrors, in my mind, to Wakanda, or rather Black Panther, where the movie wasn't so much about Black Panther as it was Wakanda and the people. And this one, it was more about Harlem than Luke Cage. I don't know I didn't see season one.
Yeah.
But Luke Cage was just kind of the cool hero, but he was not necessarily the hard focus.
Was he even the focus at all? There's his bitch.
There you go.
Go ahead. Because if you were watching, if you remember in Living Color, he just like did two snaps and a Z for Zorro.
Mm-hmm.
When he did that, he was like, girl.
Or triangle.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Triangle.
The show should have been named Mariah Stokes.
Or Harlem Knights. Wait,
or
that's
Dillard. Mariah Dillard.
No, Stokes.
Easy Bushmaster.
Well, she's easily the most powerful, strong actor in the ensemble.
I like her as an actress.
Alfie Woodard played a great villain.
She did
Here's where we start tiptoeing, because people may live, may die. I don't want to spoil it
for people. You can spoil it.
Okay, look.
Spoiler alert, Luke Cage.
You are given the permission.
I give permission.
That means later on, if something happens, I'm maintaining my right privilege to say I don't give the thumbs up. That's all I'm saying.
You can leave the room. I can get up and leave the room anytime I want.
Mariah had the most lines throughout every episode.
Well, she had to carry it.
She had to carry villain.
It's not her show.
Why not? Well, like Lex Luthor didn't, you know.
I thought she plays a really good villain.
I'm not going to disagree. She was excellent.
And I think
it's
Luke
not
Cage.
Her show.
I think Luke Cage is about the villain. Because if there isn't a strong villain, there's no Luke Cage.
Well, that's every superhero movie.
Exactly, right? So superhero movies are, as Warren, Fernando has said many times.
I know, you mix.
It's hard. One's Caucasian, one's just Asian.
one's cocky and the other's not.
Yeah, one's without the cock.
Hey!
Come on.
That's why we'll never be on TV.
That is probably true. Except maybe soon.
Some of us are in film, but I'm just...
If you don't have the hand, you didn't have Iron Fist. If you don't have
you can go down
Kingpin,
the line.
You don't have Daredevil.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just looking at it from the point of view is that you had two strong villains. Mm-hmm. Bushmaster was a good villain.
Yeah.
Much like Warmonger, you kind of feel for him a little
bit.
Yeah.
Especially later in the episodes you watch.
Okay.
And then you have the arch villain from last season and this season.
Yeah, she's the
Mariah Stokes. Mm-hmm. But in this season, she has been everything.
If you add
up to just the minutes of FaceTime, I bet you it's 5-1 against Luke Cage.
I have to be that guy. Screen time. But go ahead.
Screen time?
What'd
I say? Air time?
You said FaceTime.
Okay, well, whatever.
So
I'm not in the biz.
Ooh.
So I just think they played.
Well, here's the thing.
Bushmaster could have been played better.
You know, there's the old Rocky thing where, you know, you fight great, but I'm a great fighter. As far as actors go, and I'm not taking it away from Luke Cage. He's a good actor, but those two actors, I believe they were who they are. I couldn't see them stepping out on red carpet at the end of a premiere going, oh, I love being on the show, so-and-so. I believed that...
they're evil. They're their characters.
Yeah, Bushmaster, and I'm sorry, what's her name again?
Alfred Woods.
Mariah Stokes.
Mariah Stokes. Yeah, Black Mariah.
Yeah.
I believe if she walked out on the street, I'd have... My first gut would be she is who she is. If I saw the actor who played Luke Cage or one of the others, like, oh, you're an actor. Like, oh, you're so awesome. I'm not disagreeing.
I'm
just saying that might overshadow your perspective. I'm going there.
Oh, well, you're saying
I'm getting psychological.
She's so good that I think she was more of the episode, more of the series than she was.
Perhaps.
I don't think so.
You know,
you're wrong.
He just slammed it.
No discussion or anything. So here's what I'm going to say about where, you know, and I haven't seen the end, so I don't know how things turn out.
Uh-huh.
Right? I feel like Luke Cage in the first series, in The Defenders, and in the second series to where I'm up to, is the... I may have the wrong word for this, so Fernando, don't laugh at me because you're in the biz. Ooh. Is the reluctant hero. Like, I don't think he actually wants to be the hero. It wasn't until the kids, like, where it's lining, like, I'm going to own being Luke Cage. Right? He's kind of, like, fighting against being...
I think that's what this season's... You know what I really love about... At least I've watched Punisher, Daredevil, and this. I haven't watched Defenders, Jessica, mm-hmm. and the first... That's
You'll
what's really...
Jessica.
The What's cool is, like, with Daredevil, he didn't come out slam kicking butt with his main weapon in the red suit. That took a while before he got...
Right.
Before all those manifested. And so, to your point, again, not spoiling too hard... A little bit. He comes into his own by the end, for sure. He accepts his role.
Right. And I think it's building towards that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Or.
Must we have men all the time?
Or what?
Go.
I'm going to have to... Bit of a spoiler here. He was set up at the end to be a failure.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure you understand it.
The seeds were planted.
Yeah. To make him fail.
By Buckat?
No, by Black Mariah. By Black Mariah.
Well, of course, she's the evil person.
Should we give it away?
Yeah.
Give it away? All right.
She's no longer
basically,
evil.
Basically, she probably is gone, and she left the club and everything to
Shades?
Luke. No.
To Luke?
Luke owns, and he runs it. At the very end, he runs it. She did a last-minute move.
That's probably going to hurt the music.
The music's been great. That's another
Dude,
thing.
The soundtrack is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's
it
a character
awesome.
In itself. The music, even if you don't like that, the genre music, it's freaking awesome.
It's great.
That's another subject I was going to go off later. The whole Black community and the storyline, the writers are on point.
Yeah.
They didn't hide any warts between incest, Black anger, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They put it out there, and that was awesome.
Well, nothing says love like a sister. All the big shows have incest.
Well, no, this
Game
one,
of Thrones.
Whoever one of the writers was on this, segue to another topic. They are Game of Thrones fans. One or two writers,
yeah.
they mention it straight up.
Yeah.
And then basically, like, spoiler alert, there's something with a kiss involved. And I knew it right away. You just killed this person with a kiss. I saw that a miles away.
Yeah.
Because,
nice.
Yeah. Did you get that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as it started being created, I turned to my wife and said, who's going to die?
Yeah. But they had me for a second because it was a while. It's like, okay, nothing happened. Then boom.
The daughter killed the mom?
We ain't saying.
Yeah,
I figured
that out. That's all right.
And she wasn't really pleased that the will was given all this to Luke Cage, and so basically Black Mariah.
The only thing I'm really curious about is why she left it to Luke.
Oh, because he loved
to bring him down.
Because he is Harlan.
But that's what I'm saying. It's complicated, which makes it cool. One,
right.
she said, and she's probably honest, saying she wanted to leave to someone who actually loved Harlem as much as
she loves Harlem.
Yeah, she does too. But she also planted the seed to because power corrupts and power man, you know, it's all kinds of cool stuff going on at the same time. But she knows that there is great potential for corruption and he'll fall, and that because he has to make deals. He already has with other gangs. Yeah. So it's good writing. It's good.
Yeah, you know, he's not like a. I think this is where Marvel does a better job uh-huh. than
complicated than Shield
DC.
Or, yeah,
it's like DC stuff is like, oh, you know, all right, we got dun, this da-da. Complex, super, but you know, it's like I'm Superman, I'm infallible. But like the Marvel guys, they all have their flaws, and they all
is the foundation of Marvel characters,
right? And it's pretty good. They're pretty good at making them believable flaws, and you know, and like mm-hmm. you kind of like you're rooting for the guy to not get the flaw, but when he has the flaw, you're not hating him. You're like, oh man, he fell for that, and you know, it's with the exception of Iron Fist, because it just wasn't directed well. I think.
I'm sorry. Wait, have you watched the episode where there's a cameo?
I didn't see the Iron Fist cameo.
I love that.
You did.
I did. Oh, we got some
what
drama.
I heard. What I heard. This drama. Is what I've heard. Yeah. And I've been waiting for it because now I'm in like episode 8 and I'm like, where the hell's Iron Fist? Because the only review I heard of the show when it came out was, we finally get the Iron Fist we wanted.
I would agree.
No.
That. Yes.
No.
Shut up, Warren. You're losing credibility. This is why we're suspending you from the Marvelous Ones for 3 weeks.
Yes. Suspension.
You're mad of Solo. Well, you're mad of Avengers.
No, he's mad at Infinity Wars.
You're mad. Right, well, I said Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Right? You mad the Comcast Xfinity Wars. You mad Luke Cage.
I said...
I said
it should be renamed Mariah Stokes.
That is a meh. That qualifies.
So,
all right, so here's why.
So you're going to have a 3-week suspension.
Here's why I'm saying that I was expecting more. You got better writers than what he had on the other show, and he was just a prop.
Who, Iron Fist?
Iron Fist was just
no,
a prop.
No, sir, I disagree. I love the team up, the action part of it. There was a cool little
scene. The action scene was good. I don't get me wrong with that.
You're but mixing me up. I feel like
what
I'm
was
on
the purpose of him being there?
To teach Luke Cage how to fight to beat Bushmaster?
No. Absolutely not.
It to was, give him some dollars?
To what?
To give him some money?
Nope.
He got the Bucky arm for that chick.
That had nothing to do with Luke.
But maybe he was trying to introduce Luke to some ladies.
I think that was more of like...
Iron Fist has some ladies.
Here's the story.
I have no idea why he was in the show.
He was sprinkled in... to show to be kind of his Chewbacca, but more of a partner, is conscious, because why did he go there? Claire wanted him to go there, and that'll also segue to the end.
You Chewbacca'd. I'm misty-eyed.
And then hold on. I'm just going with the flow.
Yeah,
man.
Go.
So well, anyway, that was the last little salvo at the end where they mentioned Claire. She'd come to the club, and he's like, no,
send
her away. And you want to tick off a chick, let her get glammed up for an evening out, and then not get into the club. Anyway, but the point was, he's losing a bit of his soul, and Iron Fist was a bit of that Chewbacca in the sense of that he
bring his soul back.
His conscious, his
but it didn't work,
huh?
Didn't work.
Well, it's not supposed to be black and white. Like
it's
okay,
not
he's
black and white.
You just see sprinkle. That's called.
He's like Chewbacca. He's not Chewbacca.
I don't think Danny added anything. If his episode was not even on the air.
Well, here's what I'm going to say.
You would have never missed it.
Here's what I'm going to say, just to poo-poo Warren, because he's Mr. Meh. Right? Not seeing the Danny interaction. I think it serves a couple purposes. One, they're going to have an Iron Fist season 2.
Mm-hmm.
They had bad Iron Fist. People tended to like him in the Defenders.
If I may say, that made me... I haven't watched Defenders or Iron Fist. I liked Iron Fist in Luke Cage. It made me think, oh, wow, I know.
I'm going to tell you this. You're going to hate Iron Fist because you're going to get really pissed off about the karate and the kung fu and the martial arts in it.
Okay. But see, that's what I'm saying.
But this one episode with Iron Fist was better than the Defenders.
Oh, better.
Which was better than the Iron Fist series.
Iron Fist, everybody poo-pooed that one. So
yeah, everybody's poo-pooing Iron
Fist. The writing was terrible.
But
the acting was good.
So I think they're trying to bleed Luke Cage in, was trying to bleed Iron Fist in so that people will watch it when it comes out again. Right? They have to do some stuff with
I'll agree with that.
I think they had to
rehabilitate him.
They had to reintroduce him.
And I know they won't because
Luke Cage.
Is that
the technical term?
I don't know. But Luke Cage is so good, I think, that I was hoping that they would do the team up because it would be more of a buddy, you know, buddy cop flick. But
right.
It looks like Luke Cage is too powerful.
And season one, because you didn't see season one, Mrs. White Trash, Jessica Jones, played a part in Luke Cage's season.
I heard, yeah.
And he played a part in hers. Like in the original Jessica Jones season, she banged him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems like he banged everybody.
He gets around. I'd like to be Luke Cage.
Sure. You have to be angry, though.
I'm already angry. I'm always
That's
angry.
The secret.
That's the secret. Oh.
No theories. No theories. No theories.
No theories.
No theory alert.
But I like how they're mixing some of the people up for their series.
Sure.
I don't mind it.
A little bit of crossover is good.
A little bit of crossover. I mean, you had... Oh, crap. I can't think of Daredevil's buddy.
The Foggy. Lawyer?
What? Huh? Foggy the lawyer.
Foggy, thank you.
He makes his appearance.
Yeah, he makes his appearance.
And
you
works.
Got the same, you know, you still have...
You didn't get upset over that, did you, Warren?
No, okay. I like that.
Right?
And have I liked Claire until they...
Claire?
I don't...
She disappeared, man.
I don't understand that at all. Why did she just completely disappear?
She had to get some time at the beach, she said.
She had to get some time away.
She was
away,
going out
yeah.
to the Hamptons.
But, yeah, she
which means, which means she needed some ding-a-ling.
She's not coming back. They didn't bring her back. I really thought about episode 10, she would come back and they would reconcile. And
I thought she might.
And that
no,
would bring
that's
Luke,
season three.
That would bring Luke back
maybe.
From the edge because he was not only on the edge, I think he stepped over.
He's 6 feet
he actually,
from the edge
you know,
and falling.
Well, you know what? Here I'm going to totally go on a tangent.
This don't
is a little, little insight. Little insight. Super Marvel one, this one's insight.
Yeah.
Where I like this is in watching. There's one scene where I'm still trying, even though you said spoiler. Okay, where there's a point, Warren, where Luke Cage could have like taken out the bad guy. He was right there.
Yes,
he could have taken. Say very similar to DC World Superman. In Superman, they went ahead and did it, but Luke didn't do it. Spoiler alert in his series
he
because he's
seen
a hero.
That scene. He may have seen that
because
already.
No.
Have
no,
you
that
seen
was later.
Cockroach?
No, it's not Cockroach.
Oh.
No.
I thought you were talking about Cockroach.
Bushmaster.
Oh, Bushmaster. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the fight with him and Bushmaster.
There's because they end up having three or four.
Okay.
But there's one where...
And they're excellent.
They're well done.
Scenes.
And they're well done. There's
is that
one
the one
where
Bushmaster throws the stuff in his eye?
After.
Okay.
Even two fights after, actually. One fight. Yeah. Ooh. Basically, he could have taken him out easily, just the way Superman took out his bad guy.
Right.
But he didn't because he again... You identify with Shades to an extent. He's a bad guy, but there's a little bit of you kind of like him. You identify with Bushmaster.
I don't like Shades at all.
Okay, well, some people might. Well,
you,
okay.
You
later
like
on, Shades? Later on, you'll see. You'll see what I'm saying later on in the other episodes, where essentially there people have degrees of badness and degrees of goodness
and lines they won't cross.
Right. And Luke Cage is all but except maybe for the cops is the one who won't cross that line because he can. He's from that area, whatever. Superman did. That's where at least I'm one of those Superman fans where the writers could have found a way out. That's all. That's just my little, when I saw that, I was like, that should have been Superman, the Superman scene with Zod.
Yes.
Where he had the shot, but he didn't take it. And that's what made him a hero. You're processing.
But yeah. Zod wasn't going to stop.
Well, you think Bushmaster's not coming back?
But
Bushmaster
should have been able to stop him.
But Bushmaster respects Cage, and Cage respects Bushmaster.
Yeah, I mean, he's still going to keep doing evil.
Well, we'll see.
Jamon, you're making me crazy.
You screwed me. You screwed me. I like how they put we at the end.
Yeah.
I really, you screwed me.
Check out the not power us. To heal you.
His pronouns are all over the place.
Yeah. I mean,
you're going to lie. I'm thinking again about those last four episodes. They're pretty killer.
I'm excited.
You should be.
I'm excited to watch it.
And they take the show seriously. There's just some. There's no
it's
action.
Good,
it's good monologue and it's well acted. And they're going.
It's well acted. And Netflix has done a hell of a job with them, with all of them.
Yeah.
Right? Out of the four,
I'm a fan.
Even though this show could have been called Mariah Stokes' story,
will you let it go?
I still
we got
put,
your point.
3 weeks suspension.
I still put Luke Cage as the top of the four.
Well, four. Do you include Punisher?
No,
that's five.
No,
it's the Defenders.
Well, the Defenders is those four.
Well, I'm talking about Netflix MCU universe people. That's what I mean.
No, I'm not counting the Punisher. I'm talking about the Defender four.
Could you see, again, a bit of a tangent, I couldn't see it in Punisher. Could you see Spider-Man swinging in just in New York one day and crossing paths with Luke Cage in any scene?
No.
No.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
I can see it with Daredevil, but not with Luke Cage.
Definitely not Punisher.
No.
But
see, I could see it with Punisher.
Really?
Because that's Spider-Man trying to stop him.
Well, in terms of, like, they make it more, like, realistic. Like, it could happen. Could happen, opposed to...
Yeah, like, Spider-Man would try and stop, like...
But all of a sudden, I mean, again, you got basically an ex-Special Forces guy.
I don't know if I could see Spider-Man swinging in on Daredevil or Jessica Jones or Luke Cage, because really? I don't think they draw enough attention for themselves
I'm talking more of the spectacular factor, because you got Bulletproof, you got the glowing hand, so there's kind of that magical, you know...
I could see him swinging into Punisher, because Punisher creates all that devastation. Luke Cage, while he creates devastation in Jessica Jones, it's all very small, isolated incidents.
Okay. But do you see what I'm saying, though? It doesn't have that
yeah.
That,
where Spider-Man... The Spider-Man
effects factor. The special effects factor.
The Spider-Man they're developing is big-time stuff.
He feels funny.
Yeah, but big-time stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, spaceship. But, oh my God, fight.
But he's like but he some kind of neighborhood. Dang it, I was going to say it first.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's a neighborhood guy.
But he's not in their neighborhoods.
I can see a team up either.
Manhattan is not Brooklyn or Harlem.
Watch
or
me take
Queens.
Off. Fill in one second. Isn't NYC all the same?
No!
Why did
it's not even all. It's on like three different pieces of land.
Did that for shock value.
Four pieces of land.
It's just
Staten Island.
Why do they call it a city then?
I don't know.
He's sprinkling. How come I don't know when they and me get allowed?
He's from West Virginia. He thinks anything with two buildings in it's a city.
So anyway, I can see Spider-Man coming in for Daredevil or the Defenders as a whole for a one or two episode arc, but... I don't really see it for anybody else.
There's one scene where basically Luke Cage calls out Danny and goes, like, seriously, did you really fight? Again, I haven't seen the episodes. Did you really fight a dragon? He's like, you really believe my fist can glow and bullets bounce off of you, but you can't believe a dragon. That's all I'm saying. In that world, Spider-Man could live.
Dragon.
But I'm just saying. In that world, I believe Spider-Man could exist more easily than, again, a special ops guy going rogue. Pew, pew.
Yeah, but right. But I'm just saying, like, I don't see... I haven't seen anything in the series. I'm gonna pause this because I think we're on a good topic, and I don't want to run out of time.
What?
I'm talking, not like you guys, right? Somebody important.
He just muted us again, didn't he?
What?
No, I just paused the clock for us. For
can minute. You hear me?
So shut up.
Is this still recording?
So
hello.
Who cares? So more importantly, I don't see a spot in any of the series where I think would call. To draw the attention of Spider-Man.
I'm just throwing out a counterfunctual, a theoretical.
Right. I mean, like, I could see him popping up.
I can tell you exactly where it could be.
Uh-oh. I would love to see a cameo. I think your cameo, because Spider-Man isn't out there looking for other people like him. Like, if Tony Stark showed up.
I'm just saying he swung by. It's like, oh, explosion, or oh, big, there's like whatever noise.
Yeah, the only one that draws that kind of attention, the big explosions and stuff, is Punisher.
But it's
Iron
New
Fist
York.
Doesn't have big explosions.
You can swing by.
Yeah, explosions and people dying and buildings falling down and weird stuff happens all the time in New York. It's a big city. It's not like D.C. where people cry.
I'm just saying theoretical somewhere here, along the lines he swings by.
Here's where you could get some of the crossover.
But he's not in. That's not his neighborhood.
I want Warren because I don't like
with,
him right now.
Especially so with the Daredevil because the Daredevil and Spider-Man shared a lot of villains. Kingpin being a good example.
Point.
If the Kingpin gets out of jail, there's a good place for a small crossover.
Allen Iverson, your butt. Crossover. That's
listen, I'm going to LeBron James him for a minute.
But
I don't know what that means. But
big basketball fans here.
You can tell. Patrick Ewing once said. That's my best.
Wes Unseld once.
Jerry West is from West Virginia.
I have no idea what any of this
means. That helps him remember.
I don't see. I could see Tony Stark showing up before Iron Man.
Before Iron Man?
I mean, before Spider-Man.
Same. What?
Yeah.
You're insane.
Because he's looking for people with powers. Scarlett Johansson. What really should happen is Scarlett Johansson should show up. Just so she gets more screen time. But, you know, or Phil Coulson or something. Like, I don't see the crossover space where they're doing something that Spider-Man's going to get involved in.
Again, crossover with the villains. It depends on the villain.
Yeah, but Kingpin isn't even in the Spider-Man series yet.
You mean the movies?
Yeah.
He probably won't because he's big time now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the comics, Kingpin was an enemy of both of them. There was other enemies of both of them. I'm drawing blank because it's not something I keep up with.
That's what's cool about Spider-Man. He crosses over between like the big fights
X-Men,
with the Avengers.
Yeah. Fight.
But then he fights little villains here and there. Just
right. But where Spider-Man's development is they kind of went right past the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
The big time Spider-Man.
The big time Spider-Man.
They had to bring him in for Xfinity
Right, they
Wars.
Had to for Xfinity Wars.
He'll never say it right again.
I know.
It's a thing now.
It's a thing now.
It's bigger than the thing where the 4-hour episode content spread memo we never received. It's a thing. Clobbering time.
You know what I have to say about it? Meh.
Shocker.
So wait, shocker.
Are we still on the show? What's going on here?
I don't know. I have a
passing salvo, just a unique thing I caught.
Wrong week, question from Blue.
I don't understand. I saw TV.
You saw a TV?
I saw a TV show called Hercules, and there was a character on there. I couldn't place him to save my life. I had to look it
old
up.
Old Hercules or a new Hercules show?
The Kevin Sorbo.
Old Hercules.
Xena. Okay. Yeah, okay. There's a new one. Anyway. There's a guy on there. He's playing Cupid, and I recognized him. I just could not place it. Don't look it up. Well, you can look it up. You can look it up. Basically, he was playing Cupid, and I looked up. He also played Julius Caesar in other episodes. Is it Keith Urban? I don't want to name the
country singer.
Not the country singer, but the one who plays Bones. He's been in Lord of the Rings. He was the executioner in Ragnarok.
Oh, I know, yeah.
He was a young man. He played Cupid and Julius Caesar on Hercules, the TV
Interesting.
Show. And he's a weird thing on the Comic-Con side.
Mm-hmm.
As a celebrity, he draws. You wouldn't think. He's not, like, in your face.
Well, Hercules was, like, a big thing, right? Legends of Hercules?
Back in the day,
and
Xena. Yeah, both of them.
Xena.
I did work on them, actually, like a software game. But
look at that.
By the way,
job.
We need a drop called meh, and we need a drop called drop.
Name dropper.
Drop called drop. Uh-huh. Well, I'd worked on it. Dang it. It's not easy being cheesy. Anyway, point was, he was so young in it, and his voice, the face was so familiar. I just couldn't, it was driving me nuts, and then, like, boom, boom, like, oh. Anyway, point being, with the con side as celebrities go, he draws. And again, he's not, like, the number one alpha, he's not Robert Downey Jr., but people come to see him, he's got fans.
Hmm. I like him, I've seen him in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Now, on the same vein, I came up with an interesting pull this past week. So I've been rewatching Andromeda.
Ooh, that's
okay. That's a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. I've been rewatching it.
That was Gene originally, or one of Gene's?
Gene Roddenberry's.
Yeah, okay.
And the ship Andromeda has an android they call Rami, played by Alexa Duig or something similar to that. I'm bad with names. So I looked her up. She's married to Michael Shank from Stargate.
Okay. There's a community out there.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, sci-fi
Alexa
to
Duig.
Sci-fi.
Now, trust me, like, you take the time to look, it's really just a big, giant high school.
Seems that way.
Yeah, everybody kind of... Well, people don't necessarily aren't intimate with each other, but they know and are cross paths, either a party, or they were extras together. Or
well,
they
it's because she was on Stargate as a guest star for a couple shows, so that's probably how they met. But sure. Anyway, she's married to Michael Shank.
There's all kinds of weird couplings going on out there.
Except for us. Well, you in particular.
Well, I mean, you're
famous. I'm doing okay.
I don't know where that's coming. I'm just...
Phil's big in laundromats, and we don't know anything about
him. Hey.
But isn't that Keith? Cool. Urban and Hercules. Which all was in New Zealand, by the huge connection.
Is it Keith Urban, by the way?
I don't know. I have no idea who we're talking about.
Bones from the Star Trek movies.
And also Lord of the Rings, he was the horse master guy. And also, he was Executioner Ragnarok. You're a big fan. I saw a little bit of that over the weekend. It was a good movie.
Just now getting the Ragnarok?
No, I'm just watching it again on the Netflix.
It's a great movie.
I know. I was looking for a reaction out of you, Phil. You're like...
I was trying to figure out who this Bones guy is, because I don't know who that is.
Dr. McCoy.
When you see him, be like, oh, I love that guy.
I know who Dr. McCoy is, but that's always D. Forest, Mr. Kelly.
Kelly DeForest.
Kelly.
And I rewatched.
No, I thought it was.
No, look up. Yeah, his last name's Urban for sure.
And I rewatched
Carl Urban.
Carl,
Keith
Urban's
the country singer.
He's more famous.
Not the Carl Urban. Keith Urban.
Carl.
You see him now?
Carl.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk Walking Dead next time.
No, next time we're gonna talk Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay, well then
Evangeline.
The other.
Then we're gonna talk Fear the Walking Dead and Walking Dead.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it comes back soon enough. Oh, yeah, there's enough
both of them come back. This is a lot of stuff to talk about. That we're going to talk about that stuff. We got Ant-Man and Wasp next week.
So Luke Cage is out. We're done, though.
Apparently, we're done. I don't know.
We can hear your opinion once you finish.
Yeah,
it.
You know, somebody who actually likes.
You know, he will agree with
Marvel.
Me when I'm gone.
I doubt it. I don't agree with you when you're here. I don't even
he will
like
agree
you.
Agree with me on the Power Man.
Power Man does whatever power can. We'll be back next week.
Two of us.